Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. This is Drew Doherty, and on Wednesday, Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Jack Del Rio answered questions from the Houston media on a conference call.
Could you talk a little bit, Jack, about your two rookie tackles, because you don't see that much?
Well, they're two young guys that have a lot of talent, competing hard and getting better every day.
We all know about Monroe, but Britton, people don't know as much about him. What can you tell us about him?
He's a young man out of University of Arizona. He's played left and right tackle. He's playing right tackle for us right now. Competitive guy, loves the game, and he had a tough battle in camp with the returning starter and ended up winning the job. And we think he's got a bright future.
Coach, can you talk about the challenge those two guys have going against Mario Williams, who had a lot of success against you guys last year here?
Yeah, no, he's a good player. So, you know, we understand that. We're getting ready to roll.
When you say that Mario's a good player, can you elaborate, please?
I'm sure you guys do that all the time. he's a good football player. I mean, he's big and strong and plays hard and he's a good player.
Coach, you're a former SC linebacker. Texans have a pretty good one here in Brian Cushing, who leads the team in tackles through two games. Can you talk about what you've seen out of him and how impressive he's been?
Yeah, I mean, that whole group at Southern Cal did a great job with Pete Carroll, and they've all come into the league, and they've all, they've all gotten off to a good start. I think all three of the guys that came out, and Brian certainly a good football player. You know, happy to see him doing well as a former Trojan.
Jack, when you see the Texans giving up 240 yards a game rushing, what do you think about that?
Well, I think that it's a long season, and teams will work on the things they need to work on to be better at them going forward. And I think we have our own issues to work on, and I'm sure that the two of us will be working to address the things that haven't gone the way we'd like, and we'll keep battling.
Schaub's coming off the best game of his career, and Coach, you guys had Warner set that record. What do you think about the way Schaub's playing?
Oh, he's playing very well. Playing very well. He did a nice job bringing them back on the road against a very good defense. So it was a heck of a game last week.
Was Warner setting the record? Was it all Warner, or was a lot of it you guys?
Well, anytime you're involved in a game, it's a combination.
The Jones-Drew, could you talk about the kind of season he's off to?
Well, he's a very good football player. We'd like to give him more opportunities, more touches, and he's done a nice job when he's been given the opportunity, and we just need to create more of those opportunities.
How has he handled being the only back here now that Fred Taylor's gone for the first time?
Well, he's not alone in the room. He still has some buddies in there, and we feel good about our group. I think, obviously, with Fred's absence, he's our first guy, first guy up in things. But we have other players that, we'll continue to count on as we go through the season.
He's averaged more than 5 yards a carry against the Texans. How do you explain his success against Houston?
Well, he's just a good football player. I really wouldn't try and explain it. I think, there's sometimes, you look at numbers and they end up being favorable for a guy, but I don't put too much stock in that. We're just getting our football team ready to play their football team, and I look forward to the challenge.
Coach, how has it shake up at the wide receiver position on your roster affected your offense?
I'm sorry, what'd you ask?
Have all the moves at the wide receiver position with Williamson getting hurt and other moves you guys have had, how's that affected your offense?
Well, we'll find out Sunday. We haven't played yet since the previous game when before Troy got hurt and Nate was put down to the practice squad. So we'll get that opportunity this weekend.
Are you expecting Jared Dillard, the rookie from Rice, to make his debut this weekend?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you think about Dillard, please, because he's a big deal here?
Well, he did a great job down there at Rice. He's a very productive college player. I believe he set a record for the amount of touchdown passes that he caught. Had a highly productive, college career. So he's a good young man. He's a hard-working young man. He's an intelligent He's got good hands, and we're glad to have him, and we're going to give him a good look this week.
Running back Maurice Jones-Drew also took questions from the media, and the Texans will have their hands full with him on Sunday.
Gary Kubiak, the Texans head coach, said in light of them giving up 240 yards a game rushing, that Maurice Jones-Drew must be licking his chops. Are you licking your chops?
No, not really. We were trying to find ways to get our offense back on track. Before you can really start looking at another team, granted they have some great players, we have to create what we have to do internally. And so while we've been watching tape on it, we've also been trying to correct our mistakes we made last week too. And we know we have some holes that they're probably licking their chops to do. And so we have to correct ourselves before we can go out there and really start, understanding how we're going to attack them.
Maurice, you've averaged more than 5 yards a carry against the Texans. How do you explain your success against them?
They're a divisional opponent. We see them a bunch, know their personnel, understand where they're trying to attack, and we kind of try to counter that. But at the same time, my offensive line is doing a great job of just opening holes and, just trying to win games. What it comes down to is our will, and they've been doing a great job because we haven't beat them that much since I've been here, so we're trying to turn this thing around.
Do you notice anything different about the Texans' defense this year? They got a new coordinator.
They're playing faster and real physical. They have the new linebacker adds another type of physicalness with Cushing. D'Amico's playing at a high level like he always does. And Ziles is doing a great job in open field tackling. We saw him a couple times tackle Chris Johnson in the open field, and he's doing some great things. So with those guys being able to fly around like they are, obviously their defensive line has to be playing great. And so they're making mismatches for people in the back end.
Can you imagine what it would be like to have a game like Johnson or Frank Gore at Sunday?
Against the Houston?
Well, just against anybody. I mean, for a running back to think about what
I've had that before. And, it's everything's clicking as an offense. And that's how you're able to do those type of things. I did that my rookie year against the Colts.
Oh, yeah, when y'all ran clicking for almost 400 yards, that's right.
Yeah, so everything was just clicking. But, those games come and they go. You just have to be prepared for them. And we have a tough task. They're coming off a loss. We're coming off a loss. Obviously, they want to, come back and get their season back right. We want to get our season back right. So it's going to be a tough, hard-fought game. It always is, especially when they bring out the Battle Red and they have Houston all cranked up and ready to roll. It's always a tough game. But, we just have to understand where we're going to fit, be able to communicate with the crowd noise, and execute our plays.
Maurice, you don't see a lot of teams starting two rookie tackles. What's that been like?
It's been a great challenge for them, and I think they're rising to it. They're getting better each week is what we need them to do, and that's what they're doing. We felt the coaching staff and the personnel people felt that, them starting right away was going to help us win this year. And if that's what they feel like that we have to do to win, then let's roll. And so that's what we've been doing.
What has it been like for you with Fred gone? I know they're still playing Greg and the other guys, but what's it been like for you to know you're the guy there now?
It's just a little different. Guys kind of asking me questions, talk to me about things they feel about like they used to do with Fred and a couple other guys. And that's probably the only thing that changed. Football-wise, it still hasn't changed because I have 10 other guys around me that are playing great, fast football. And people just can't focus on me. They have to focus on everybody.
The Texans have said for years that you are the toughest guy for them to tackle. And I'm sure others say that too. We know what you look like, but how do you describe your style of running? And you break a lot of tackles. Guys seem to bounce off of you. How would you describe yourself as a runner?
I'm a situational runner, if it's granted, any given play can go for a touchdown, but, I'm able to be a slasher when flash is needed, and if you need a power run, I'm able to do that. And it also comes back to the way our running schemes are. The running scheme here fits me perfectly to where I can pick a hole that I want to go to and cut it. It's just not, you have to run here, here, and here. It's I have the whole field to work with, so I'm able to use my offensive line's blocks, receivers' blocks, David blocking, if you guys saw last week. and we're just able to make plays, and they make holes all over the place. So it's able for me to pick one, and I can go.
When you see the Texans, a team giving up 240 yards a game rushing, what do you think about them?
Well, when I first heard it, you know, we were looking, it's hard to explain because, you know, what they did last week and the weeks before, we know they're going to play us differently. And so we have to go back and understand that you watch tape, you see what the personnel is doing, how they tackle, how they pass rush, how they cover you, and things like that. But we know how they're going to play us. You know, they're going to be really sound in their defensive front, and it's going to be a hard-fought game for us. Even though what they did before us, we're still going to have to go out there and be able to execute our plays. We know that they're going to be in the right spots when the ball snaps. So. Ball time in Houston.